Republican candidates are all smiles when they come to the Midwest. The Iowa caucuses, their first presidential test, is Tuesday. The Iowa Republican Party lists 9 caucus candidates, but political analyst Matthew Dowd narrows it to 3.
I think this race right now, unless somebody changes the dynamic in Iowa, is a race between Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, and Newt Gingrich, all of whom have tremendous baggage and all of whom a majority of Republicans have worries about.
Gingrich has worries of his own. He did not submit the required number of qualified signatures to get on the primary ballot in Virginia. That's the state where he lives. Virginia, the nation's 12th largest state, is seen as an important swing state where neither party dominates, making it crucial in the general election in November. Democratic political analyst James Carville.
First of all, he's not on the ballot in Virginia, which in a close race could actually mean something. Secondly, it's probably indicative of something else, that they weren't prepared for this, they weren't able to do this.
But the Gingrich campaign has been quick to focus on Congressman Ron Paul's recent issues. Paul published newsletters in the 1980s and 90s that contained racist, anti-Semitic, and anti-gay material.
These things are really nasty. And he didn't know about it, wasn't aware of it, but he's sufficiently ready to be president.
Paul disavows the newsletters, saying he did not write them. But this YouTube video from 1995 shows a different stance.
It's called the Ron Paul Survival Report, and I put that out on a monthly basis.
We're rooting for you.
Still, Congressman Paul has passionate supporters who like his no-frills authenticity. Important in Iowa, where slightly more than 100,000 people will vote. The third top-tier candidate is former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who has campaigned less in Iowa than some others.
It's killing jobs.
Romney touts his economic expertise in this new TV ad.
The experience of balancing budgets is desperately needed in Washington, and I will take it there.
But some staunch Republicans complain he's not conservative enough on other issues. The good news for all three candidates is that Iowans haven't chosen a clear favorite yet. The bad news is they have less than a week to become that. Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.